You are steadily becoming one with your practice. Steadily, firmly one with this one doing. You may think that this one doing, your practice, is always the same. If you sense that you're always doing the same thing over and over, the stagnant, stale thing, that is not the way it is. Each one doing, this one doing, is brand new. It's fresh, coming alive. What you have always longed for is right here, this one doing. Everything that you have longed for is here. You are Buddha. Buddha is now here. There is no separation. Please, please believe, heart and soul, I am always receiving, always and forever, receiving all of life. Perennially, without cease, I am receiving everything. The wellspring of life is right now. It's here. The spring, the source. This one doing. There is no separation. This is the genuine. You are sitting in the big belly of the genuine. All beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. This now is the wellspring, the source. But due to upside delusive thinking, we fail to perceive this. I want you to be very clear and honest with yourself on this point. You must honestly realize, I have not seen into truth. I cannot yet say that I know myself. I cannot yet say that I know truth. Not yet. I have not yet seen for myself that all being is Buddha. I have been looking off. Be honest with yourself on this point. And be very aware that you don't need to look off. Please clearly and honestly strengthen your resolve. I will not look off in distraction. I will not look off from this now doing. I will not ignore truth. Listen. This is what you're chanting every morning before Tesho. Upon meeting with true Dharma, I will renounce worldly views. I will embrace and maintain Buddha Dharma. Upon meeting with true Dharma, that is right now, here, you are meeting with true Dharma. True Dharma, the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha, the awakened one. All beings are Buddha. All beings by nature are Buddha, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. How sad that people ignore the near and search for truth afar. You are here now, doing this practice, one with Buddha. Do not ignore the near and search for truth afar. It is now and here. It is so close and so very intimate. And it grows ever more intimate with your determined practice. No one is pushing you. You're not being fed anything. Here, swallow this. Rather, you yourself are earnestly doing the practice that you've been shown. You are experiencing it. You are sincerely being one with this. One with this. It has to be your own experience. Only one who has actually done it knows how it is to practice. This one doing, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times, this one doing. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. The true mind of faith, inherent Buddha nature, inherent Buddha nature, just doing. There is no such thing as, I can't do this practice. That's extraneous. Check and straighten the posture, the backbone straight. Release all tension from your upper body. Sitting properly, the center naturally falls to the tanden. Keep your practice centered in the tanden. Here, there is energy, completeness, fullness. Stay centered in your tanden. Sincerely work from the tanden, this one doing. This is all you have to do. If you are counting the breath, count this one breath only. This is a very clear practice. It's easy to stay with. It's very clear because you know immediately when the mind wanders, when you look away. If your practice is mu, just do mu. The only thing is mu. Mu is the world. Mu is the one problem. Heaven and earth, this mu. You cannot understand it with the intellect. Try to figure out with your head and you create only separation and distance. Knowing is delusion, something artificially manufactured. You only distance yourself from truth. No matter how skillfully a person thinks and analyzes, that is nothing more than just the world of thought. True mind, absolute mind, Buddha nature, is just this mu. The practice of shikantaza is quite a practice. It is not easy. You find that you tend to hold on. It's so easy to grasp, it's easy to weaken. Even after seeing to some extent that there is no such thing as ego self, after cutting through to some extent the delusion of I, me, mine, shikantaza is still an exceedingly difficult practice. Opening one's eyes, seeing through the delusion of self, you know, there are countless levels of seeing. There is seeing as if at a great distance, 100, 1,000 meters off, in a fog. Or seeing as if 100 meters off, or 10 meters. 10 meters, this is far clearer. But not yet. Not yet, more still. It must be closer, closer, closer still. Heaven and earth, I alone, one. Even if you have awakened, seen intimately into truth, you still cannot afford to be careless. You must stay right, right, right on. You will wind up grasping something, getting caught up in something. Without doubt, renounce worldly views, embrace and receive Buddha Dharma. Surrender body and mind to truth, to this one doing. pour your all into this. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings together attain the way. Indeed. Indeed. There was never so much as a hair's separation from truth. When you have seen into truth in this way, then what happens? What happens then? All being is exquisitely intimate. Each and everything is perfectly familiar, unimaginably familiar, close, intimate. Everything is your own true self. Nothing is outside. Everything, all being is this one truth. What happens is that you feel, you know, inexpressible joy. Joy that cannot be taken away. Is there something that you long for? In truth, why should you long for anything? What could you long for? Everything is already, from the start, yours. To long for something which is yours is like someone in the midst of water crying out in thirst. Aren't you thirsty? While you may think there is nothing you long for, is that really true? Isn't there a feeling of I'd like things to be this way, not that way? If only this could be a little different. So there is longing. There is longing. And that is just fine. It is good to have desire if you are not yet enlightened. But if you're desiring this and that and the other, none of it will fall into your hands. So desire the one thing that will take care of it all. Desire to awaken to yourself. You say, I just don't see it yet. I just can't get it. That's all right. Listen to the teaching of a true teacher. Believe in inherent Buddha mind. Be receptive. Be open to the teaching. Hear, receive, and accept. And do not append anything. Do not add your own habitual tendencies. Those habits. Everyone has accumulated innumerable lifetimes of habit. Each has a one-of-a-kind array of karmic tendencies. Right here, you are the genuine. But here you go again with these habits. You are truly one-of-a-kind. So, here, lay down your picking and choosing. Lay down my way. Practice just as you are shown. Believe deeply, please believe. The genuine is now. It is here. The genuine, the perfect. Believe, please, that you can, without a doubt, act in accord with truth. This one step. This one step. This one breath. In perfect accord with truth. And this one breath. This one step. Just. Truth practices truth. The genuine falls upon the genuine. One. You will see that the way you saw the world was just a picture painted in your own head. You will come to see that you understood nothing. you'll come to see that your limits were self-imposed. Notions in your heads, judgments and notions. The hero of your story was the hero of judgments and notions. What you will come to see is that there never was any such hero. Ultimately, surely, certainly, without doubt, without fail, ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the way. Everything is just all right. Original mind is complete, perfect. Nothing in excess, nothing lacking. All is well. Everything is just fine. Your true self is perfect, just fine. Do you feel that you're being spoken to like a baby? It's okay. It's all right. Yes. The birth of a baby is important. And the baby proceeds to grow and grow and grow in the process of Buddhahood. You are growing, growing, polishing. Lifetime upon lifetime of polishing. Does that sound like a lot of trouble to you? You know, that mind which perceives trouble is not real. There is no small mind, no calculated mind. But how you manufacture those notions? While receiving everything, while blessed with all the universe, you still feel yourself to be poor. Can you accept it now that you are completely blessed? You are receiving, receiving, receiving. This is your reality. Accept, believe, accept that you are utterly blessed. And then just naturally, you will want to show your gratitude. Aware of the deep kindness of the world, you will want to give and give and give. So giving, just more, still more, burn with your practice, burn with the fervor of practice. We are in the midpoint of our sesshin, steadily, steadily, brightly, burning brightly. Become this one doing. Be this one doing. Any doubt and confusion that you may have had is burned off in the practice. You know what you have to do. This one doing. Chitante. Chitante. Just. And mysteriously, your practice comes to do itself. Practice gives birth to practice. The breath breathes itself. Mujji does mu. This is what happens when you pour yourself into your practice. And this force, this power that you have, is beyond thought. But it does make itself known to you. You must maintain your practice. Don't look off. Do not let down your guard. This one doing, this one doing, this one breath. This one breath is so close, so intimate, so kind. Follow this breath, so intimate. There is no distance. Koan Mu, so clear. Original mind is perfectly revealed in Mu. There is no I who is doing Mu. Mu is doing Mu. Mu Samadhi. If you're doing Shikantaza, it's very easy to get off track. It's very easy to fall into doing your own thing. Of course, that is not doing Shikantaza. Your habits take the helm. It's easy to become weak, to become lazy, to give in to whatever notions rise. Perhaps only one of great patience and perseverance, a great practicer of the way, can really do Shikantaza. If you have been given Shikantaza as your practice, and you have doubts about it, about your ability to really just sit at this point, please come to me in Doksan. We can change your practice. Your practice is to stay with it. Please, do not be careless. This one doing is perfect, is precious. It is everything. Please give it your all. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.